Hello and welcome to Finance Australia's weekly money and business news. I'm Paige Estritori, and it's Friday, 19th of June, 2026. First, rates. On Wednesday, 17th of June, the Reserve Bank left the cash rate on hold after three hikes earlier this year. Inflation is easing, but still sticky, so the outlook is finely balanced. For households and SMEs, treat this pause as breathing space. Review repayments, consider whether fixed, variable, or split could suit your plans, and use our calculators and free eligibility checks to compare offers before you commit. Next up, the government has tweaked its capital gains tax plans after heavy pushback. The small business 50% active asset concession would extend to firms with up to about $10 million in turnover, and an innovative business concession would keep a 50% discount for founders, early investors, and employee share schemes. If you're planning a sale, succession, or an employee equity round, model scenarios now and get independent guidance, because these changes still need to be legislated and details may shift. Meanwhile, a landmark court penalty this afternoon put scams back in the spotlight. A major bank was fined $35 million for widespread failures to protect customers from unauthorized payments. Expect banks to tighten controls and take a minute to harden your own settings. Enable strong authentication, use payee verification where available, set lower payment limits, and make dual authorization standard for business transfers. If something feels off, stop and verify before you send. And a quick one for risk watchers. Regulators this week told super funds and insurers to lift their game on geopolitical risk and operational resilience. That can flow through to how lenders and insurers assess your exposure. Keep good records, diversify suppliers where you can, and stay on top of cyber basics to present a stronger case when you compare finance. That's the wrap. For clear comparisons, free eligibility checks, and access to independent brokers across Australia, head to finance-australia.net. I'm Paige Estritori. See you next week.